I'm delighted now to welcome Elena Zachary and David McConnell. They are the stars of the holiday production at the Santa Fe Playhouse, Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a two-person play, something that you, Elena, seem to specialize in. We've had you on the air a couple of times talking about these wonderful two-person plays that are happening around Santa Fe. What's this one about?
Oh, this is a wonderful story. I play Lily Harrison, a Southern Baptist lady living in a condo on the 14th floor, the Gulf Coast of Florida. And I hire Michael Minetti, a.k.a. David McConnell, to come and teach me ballroom dancing. And we are at each other's throats before the door is open.
Why?
Well, partly you have to come to find out why. And, of course, it blossoms into the most wonderful, unlikely relationship. So there's a lot to be said for humor and friendship with ballroom dancing thrown in on the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Tell us about your role, David.
Michael Minetti is an ex-chorus boy from New York. He's living in Florida. He had to just empty his apartment very quickly to care for his mother, who was very sick. And he rushes right down to be with her and to help her out. He finds himself in a situation that he's running out of money. He desperately needs a job. His background is dance, and he signs up with a studio to teach these private lessons for various, I assume, widows in Florida.
And, if I can interject, I'm his first student.
Ah,
so he's never done it before.
Yes.
And I've never had private lessons before. There's a lot of secrets that get revealed, and I'll tell one early on. When he comes over to teach me, he thinks that my husband, who is a Southern Baptist minister, is still lurking about. We learn early on that she is a widow.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that she gives herself is private dance lessons.
And dance lessons, what kind of dance are we talking about?
Ballroom.
Ballroom, there's all kinds of ballroom.
Ballroom, yeah. We start with a swing.
Swing is the first
one. East Coast swing.
Mm-hmm.
We move into tango. Waltz.
Viennese waltz. Foxtrot.
Foxtrot. Cha-cha. And then we move into contemporary and cover every contemporary
dance that's ever been danced.
And so, of course, the play is rich with music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every scene has music and every scene has dancing.
Now, this is a play by Richard Alfieri.
Mm-hmm.
Italian is what it sounds like. And what can you tell us about the playwright?
He's actually won a number of awards, I think, for television film scripts. I guess that would be Emmys. And allegedly, Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks is becoming a major motion picture.
Really?
It's a huge hit as a play because it's humorous, because it's musical, because it's only two people and therefore not expensive to produce. And something like 22 countries and 26 languages. If you Google Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks, you see a plethora of posters and productions. It's always being done somewhere in the world. And our very own Dan Garrity had the pleasure of seeing the original cast. It's an awesome Uta Hagen in one of her last roles, and David Hyde Pierce, whom we know from Frasier, mm-hmm. 39 Steps, Spamalot, a brilliant pairing.
And you had to study ballroom dancing, or are you both proficient ballroom dancers? Or
no, I had never ballroom danced before.
Oh, so that's a challenge.
Yeah, it was, and I started a month early on, and we studied at Dance Studio, or Dance Station, mm-hmm. excuse me.
Mary Benicke and Lawrence Black.
Uh-huh. Are the choreographers of the show. They're also instructors at Dance Station, which is a gorgeous studio.
Very nice studio.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah.
Wall of mirrors.
In the Solano. The Solano
right,
Mall.
Right.
There.
It's a really pretty place.
And for my childhood, my parents would glamorously go to Miami Beach, and they would do ballroom dancing, and they would come back and study ballroom dancing in our rumpus room with Tony and Yolanda. So I was raised with ballroom dancing and the glamour of that in the late 50s. So that really feeds me as Lily Harrison, that glamour and those dances.
And with the popular now of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, of course.
The play was written a decade ago, at least, before that popularity came about. But with it. People just kind of like ballroom at this moment.
Oh, yeah. And people like watching it, and people like doing it. It is so much fun. I mean, my thing is salsa, but whatever kind of partner dancing you do, there's a magic in it.
It's wonderfully magic. And I grew up in a generation that didn't touch your partner while you were dancing, usually, unless you were doing country swing at the line camp. But mainly, it was contemporary freeform with no touching.
And part of what's fun is the fact that with my background is a lot of Broadway musicals, but it's never ballroom dancing.
Right.
So how much fun is it to be dancing with David, doing these wonderfully romantic, nostalgic, born-again dance forms, and the audiences just love it.
And it's the one common ground that these two characters, who are so different in their backgrounds, share this love for the dance. And it's their way to connect, and it's their way to grow with each other. The only common ground they have, basically, is the dance. And it proves magical for the characters.
And there's something to be said for what dance and what scene. I think it's the metaphor of the onion is not lost in this production, because little parts of them get stripped away. Yeah. We get to know deeper and deeper who they are, and it's through the dance and the revelations that create this just gorgeous friendship.
You know, the metaphor of the onion, if I may say as an aside, it's kind of a funny metaphor for seeing people more deeply, because no matter how deep you go, all you have is onion.
Isn't there a tiny little green thing at the center?
Not necessarily.
Oh, I'm so disappointed.
And the more you peel, the more they make you cry.
So why bother?
Well, there's a little of that in our show as well. Onion, that is.
Would you like to do a little bit of dialogue from it?
Yeah. Want to?
Sure.
You want us to set this up, no doubt.
Yes, okay. Please do.
This is the second scene, and this is the tango lesson. And we always dress appropriately. Each of us dress for the lesson that we're about to have, which is a lot of the fun, and the sets are just divine. So Michael Minetti starts.
The tango is the second scene in the show. We met each other through the East Coast Swing. Becoming popular in World War II, and now I'm going back to the tango, which I'm describing to her.
And he's flamboyantly dressed.
And very flamboyantly
like
dressed.
Like Zorro.
Yes.
And so is she, as a matter of fact, in her way.
And right before this little bit happens, we've had one of our many fights that we have.
Many fights.
And I'm ready to storm out and leave and never come back, and I do, but I'm just kidding.
and this is where we pick up.
Yeah,
you come walking, you come back in.
Yeah, I've left her apartment. She said, "I don't care if you stay or go." And I say, "Well, in that case, I'll go." And then she's about to close the door, and I burst into her and scare her.
Is that where you want to start?
Sure.
Good Lord, really, Michael? You don't do that to an old woman.
Oh, don't get all geriatric on me.
You made me go on about you, made me humble myself.
I didn't make you.
You didn't stop me. It's all a game till you're toying with another soul.
I was not toying with another soul. I was really upset. I just decided to forgive you very, very quickly. I am not capable of holding a grudge.
I am.
Okay, Lily, very Joan Crawford. But it's like dancing. Know when to change the steps. The tango had its origins in Argentina.
Now, just hold it, please. Normal people need transitions between events.
Come on, Lily, tick-tock. You don't want to look back on your deathbed and say, "Damn, I wish I hadn't wasted so much time on transitions." The tango is perhaps the most sensual, romantic of the Latin dances. It was created by the gaucho of Argentina, who, after a hard day on the pampas, got his much-needed R&R by picking up a floozy in the local taberna, getting her sloshed on cheap wine, and then dragging her around the dance floor for a few measures before laying her.
Is this background material standardized for the cause, or do you make it up as you go?
I simply add honesty to it, Lily. The origin of all dancing is sexual.
And they do dance. And they do dance.
I am hoping so. Elena Zachary and David McConnell, 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks, is directed by Larry Lee. It's at the Santa Fe Playhouse, and it's running through the 2nd of January. And this is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8 o'clock every night, and Sunday at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. No shows on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or New Year's Eve, but other than that, you're running 6 days a week.
It's like a Broadway schedule, minus one matinee.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's fabulous because this is a great time. It's a beautiful holiday show. It's about laughter, and it's about redemption, and it's about
friendship. It really is.
And it's a crowd pleaser, and everybody seems to love it.
It's true.
It's a very touching, poignant, nice piece.
Feel good.
We like feel good. Elena Zachary and David McConnell, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.